Welcome to our podcast. We're going behind the infamous blue signs of North Mississippi Health Services to connect you with important resources, hot topics, and information offered by our very own experts. Thank you for listening, and don't forget to check out Castos for more episodes.
Today's guest will be Tandalea Traylor. She is the program manager for the NMMC Diabetes Assistance Fund, as well as education program auditor and quality coordinator for the American Diabetes Association.
Hello, my name is Tandalea Traylor. I work as a certified family nurse practitioner. I have 16 years of experience and I have 10 years of experience with diabetes. I'm going to be speaking on diabetes today, and we do have an awesome clinic. It's located in Tupelo, Mississippi, the North Mississippi Medical Clinic System, and it's the Diabetes Treatment Center. We're located at 410 Council Circle. What is diabetes? So with this podcast, I want to bring some information that may be helpful to others. Diabetes, you have different types. You have type 1 diabetes, type 2, and you also have gestational. Type 1 diabetes means that your body does not create any insulin or very little, and these patients often have to be on insulin lifelong. Type 2 diabetes means that the pancreas does produce some insulin, and these patients often can take oral medicines and keep their blood sugars in good control. Gestational diabetes means diabetes with pregnancy. In our clinic, we do treat all of those. With diabetes, if it's uncontrolled, it can lead to complications often that can be prevented. This includes vision loss. A lot of times glaucoma can be a result of uncontrolled diabetes, and also chronic kidney disease. In my practice, I have seen that patients that have chronic kidney disease, that is, if it's uncontrolled, it can lead to dialysis until they have either a kidney transplant. These are things that can be preventable. Uncontrolled diabetes can also lead to heart attacks, strokes, and Mississippi does have, we're in the top five in the nation of amputations. Patients who have diabetes, a lot of times they have wounds that they do not feel or either know because of the nerve endings that have been damaged. And so this often leads to amputations. Signs and symptoms of diabetes can be uncontrolled weight loss. A lot of people are very excited when they lose weight, but it's not a healthy weight loss. For men and women, you can experience recurrent yeast infections. I've had cases where women have gone to their OB clinics because they feel that they either have had a sexual transmitted disease or just not sure exactly what's happening there, when in fact it was yeast infection and it was from undiagnosed diabetes. With diabetes, exercise plays a vital part. What I explain to my patients is make it fun. It doesn't have to be in a gym. It can be a light walk. Guidelines do recommend at least 150 minutes per week of exercise. But if you're not able to do that, you can do chair exercises. If you're watching TV, get a couple of canned goods, do arm curls during the commercial breaks. Find some way just to find some way of movement. With exercise, it does work like an insulin. So exercise can bring down blood sugars, can help with stress. It can also help maintain blood pressure in any form that you find that is comfortable for you. A lot of my patients also struggling right now with their finances, and they don't have the means for, I've had patients to express to me that, well, I don't have money to buy fancy food or real healthy food. One thing at our clinic, we have diabetic educators, and they are phenomenal with helping patients take what they have and work with portion sizes. It's not that you can't have it, it's just we work with portions and in moderation. Things that are out right now that have been a huge game changer for me as a provider are what's called sensors. The ones that are available right now are Dexcom and Libre. These are devices that can be worn instead of sticking your finger. This is something very small that that patients complain about, and some even have calluses on their fingertips from the repetitive sticks that we need every day so that we can manage their sugars. But these devices often now are integrated with cell phones, so they can actually look at their cell phone and see what their blood sugar is running at any portion of the day. So a lot of times what I found is that if a patient can look down at their phone and see that their blood sugar is 200, they may choose to drink unsweet tea versus sweet tea, or they may skip dessert. So just actually being able to see that data has been a huge game changer. And it is covered with a lot of insurances. And if it's not, we are seeing that cost kind of balance out some, but it has been a huge benefit for the patient and also me as the provider, so that I can make adjustments on their insulin or their medication. So if patients, a lot of times they will ask, well, what do my blood sugars need to be? If I'm not a diabetic, we do recommend at least less than 110. If you're seeing that your blood sugars are running at least 120s, 140s, those could be an indication of what's called prediabetes. And so I would recommend that you get with your healthcare provider, especially if you have a family history. And to diagnose diabetes, it's typically an A1C. An A1C is a blood test that is a 3-month average. And we look at that, and if the A1C is greater than 6.5, that can give a diagnosis of diabetes, or if a blood sugar is over 200. So those are things that are important to know when you're having your wellness exams or with your provider. As we have recently just come across from celebrating Thanksgiving, going into Christmas and to New Year. In the South, we often celebrate with food, some with alcohol and things like that. So I want to give some information on that. Alcohol, it can, a lot of patients do not realize this, but it can cause low blood sugars. And so that's not what I would recommend to get your sugar under good control if it's running high. But I would recommend, just to make sure that you're monitoring your blood sugars. The sensors that I mentioned earlier have been amazing. I've recently had someone to share with me that over the weekend they did have a couple of drinks of alcohol. Their sensor was connected with a family member. The family member thought that the person was asleep. In fact, they actually were having a really low blood sugar. So because of that device being able to alert the family member, they were able to wake them up, treat the low blood sugar, and things had a good outcome. Sweet alcohol can actually have a counter effect, but like the hard liquors, like the sweet wines, they can increase if it's got a lot of sugar in it. But a lot of times a lot of my patients feel that the clear liquors are better than the dark, like the vodkas are better than the Crown or the darker beverages. But actually, the alcohol in itself lowers it, but if it's sweetened, it kind of brings it up a little bit, so it doesn't drop it as hard and fast. With Christmas coming up, I would encourage anyone that's a diabetic or have family members that are, try new recipes. Right now, the social platform of TikTok, Pinterest, those are YouTube. Those are some great places to start looking for sugar-free type of recipes. Try to sneak that in with your family and see if the meal goes over well, or if not so much, but it's good to have a variety for family. With diabetes, I also recommend having some form of alert bracelet or necklace. I do have some cases where some patients even have tattoos, especially the ones that are type 1. Those are just a good way to show the emergency personnel if you're unable to speak, if you're in a car accident or just unable to speak for yourself. This will help the paramedics know how to treat you and can also help with the outcomes for that. With diabetes educators, as I mentioned before, we have a great staff at our clinic, inpatient and outpatient. Something that I have found, that just simple things as far as rotating sites. Patients who take insulin, a lot of times we find that they're injecting in the same spot. So what we have found is that they build up scar tissue, and the insulin regimen has continued. They keep adding and going up on insulin, when in fact, when they rotate those sites, the blood sugars come down drastically. Diabetes can also cause what is called diabetic neuropathy. And this is where patients have, they can't feel. And so there have been cases where patients are given their injections in areas that are not recommended because it doesn't hurt. And there have been cases where injections have been given between the toes. Also, it's been given in kneecaps. There have been cases where surgeries, they have had either a knee surgery and the nerve endings are not, they don't have any feeling there. And so just small things that can make a huge difference is very important. And our educators do a great job with helping change those techniques and helping educate the patient. So those are some easy tips that can help with patients. We have also seen where patients are injecting but not taking the caps off of the pin needles. So those are things that can help also make a huge difference. And also with post-COVID, this is something I would like to bring to the forefront for our listeners today, is that you can have residual effects. I have seen cases where COVID has attacked the kidneys. It has caused prolonged breathing issues and steroid use and things like that. Steroids can increase blood sugars as well. So as we're approaching this season, there's a lot of allergies and things like that. And when you go to clinics, or treatment can be a steroid shot. So if you're a diabetic and you're getting a steroid injection, it's very important to check your blood sugars, because it can cause those to increase. And speaking of COVID, I am a strong advocate of the COVID vaccine. Believe it or not, we still have several patients that have chose not to get the COVID vaccine. With diabetes, that is considered a high risk disease. And so I would encourage those who can to please do so. Also, flu vaccines is very important. And one thing to keep in mind is pneumonia vaccine. A lot of patients, younger patients, feel that the pneumonia vaccine is like an old person vaccine or elderly vaccine. Guidelines do recommend that once you turn 18 years old and if you are diabetic, they do recommend that you are vaccinated. One thing at our clinic that makes it very unique is that at our clinic, we see patients with insurance and without. In our area, we've recently had a huge layoff for patients or for people without notice. And so with our clinic, we have a program that's called the DAF program. That stands for Diabetes Assistance Fund. And this is this program, it provides education for free, 1 year of testing supplies for free. And you also see a provider. And so this is a way that a lot of times patients feel that if they don't have insurance, that then they can't receive treatment, or they don't know where to go. We are a place for that. And we also help with any questions that we have. We look for wounds. We also send out referrals, and we give resources to help for patients that need it. And our goal is to keep patients out of the hospital and reduce ER visits, because that can help save the healthcare system costs and as well as the patient. One thing also that we teach at our clinic are sick day guidelines. A lot of patients feel that once they're if they're sick, that they can't take any of their medicine. And so we teach them the correct way to look for signs and symptoms and how to monitor blood sugars. And so diabetes, it has evolved. The treatment has definitely come a very long way. But I would just like to encourage anyone who has diabetes, family members, patients with diabetes, early management is going to be the key. A lot of times when we get referrals, it's later. Those A1Cs, instead of them being less than 9, we see referrals that patients have had A1Cs greater than, in double digits, greater than 14. These are patients who've had blood sugars that have ran at least 300, 400, 500 for at least 2 to 3 months. And so we just encourage to have that diabetes treated. And a lot of times that can prevent a lot of complications down the road.
Thank you for listening. We're here to support you and are so glad you chose to spend time with us today. We hope this podcast helped you understand what Connected feels like. Please don't forget to check back at Casthost for more episodes.